SK Telecom increases investment in Nanox to accelerate innovation in medical imaging. SK Telecom increases investment in Nanox to accelerate innovation in medical imaging underscore PC. SK Telecom today announced that it will make an additional investment of $20 million in Nanox Imaging, Nanox, an Israel-based medical imaging technology company, to become the second largest shareholder. SK Telecom has initially invested $3 million in Nanox in 2019. As the first company to introduce commercial-grade digital X-ray technology based on a proprietary silicon MEMS semiconductor technology, Nanox developed the innovative Nanox system, which is composed of the Nanox.arc, a novel digital X-ray device, and the Nanox.cloud, a companion cloud-based software. The Nanox system will enable medical imaging systems to be built at significantly lower costs to promote early detection of medical conditions that are discoverable by X-ray and X-ray-based imaging modalities such as 3D tomosynthesis, fluoroscopy, and others. Moreover, SK Telecom and Nanox signed a collaboration agreement aiming to deploy 2,500 units of the Nanox system in Vietnam and Korea. The two companies are also discussing plans to establish Nanox's subsidiary in Korea to scale up the production of Nanox X-ray source semiconductor by leveraging SK Telecom's expertise in the area of semiconductors. As a company that focuses on creating social value based on cutting-edge ICT, SK Telecom supports Nanox's efforts to make medical imaging more accessible and available globally, said Park Young-ho, CEO of SK Telecom. Through collaboration with Nanox, SK Telecom will drive innovations in the post-COVID-19 era by merging next-generation medical imaging with advanced ICT such as 5G and AI. Nanox has been working for over 8 years to bring a new medical imaging to the world that can save more lives by increasing early detection of medical conditions that are discoverable by X-ray, said Rand Poliegan, CEO of Nanox. We will collaborate with SK Telecom to create a world where no person has to wait weeks and months in line for radiology services and diagnostics.